This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry in Washington.
And I'm Miles O'Brien in New York, in for Celeste Headlee this week. In Connecticut, a horrific triple murder of a family is turning into a test of the death penalty. Only the father of this family, Dr. William Pettit, survived. His wife and two daughters were brutally murdered in one of the most savage crimes in state history. Joining us is Colin McEnroe, Hartford Current columnist and host of The Colin McEnroe Show on WNPR. Colin, good to have you with us. How has this affected people in Connecticut?
Well, I mean, it's almost as though it's the only murder that has taken place in Connecticut in the last 2 or 3 years. I mean, there are maybe about 30 murders in Hartford every year. I can pretty well guarantee you the average person doesn't know the name of any of the victims or the circumstances of the crime. People tend to know quite a bit about the Pettit murders.
All right. Now, this is factored into kind of an ongoing debate in Connecticut about the death penalty. Tell us about that.
Well, in Connecticut, we're a death penalty state. We had the first execution in 45 years in New England in 2005, the execution of Michael Ross. We have 11 men on death row right now. But on the other hand, the legislature, even kind of in the teeth of the outrage over the Pettit murders, the legislature voted last year to abolish the death penalty, and the governor vetoed that bill, citing pretty much only the Pettit case as her reason.
So is it speculation, I know, but if it weren't for this case, do you think that perhaps the death penalty might have been rescinded there?
I don't know. I'd have to be able to look into the mind of M. Jody Rell, our governor, and I've never been very successful in doing that. She might have vetoed the bill anyway, but certainly this provides a dramatic reason for vetoing a bill like that.
Dr. William Pettit, the sole survivor of this horrific attack at their home in Connecticut, what's his role in this debate?
He's become very, very public. He's, understandably interested in vengeance. He is an advocate of the death penalty. He was furious, publicly furious, at the legislature for passing abolition of the death penalty. He and his sister now lead a sort of a grassroots organization supporting the three strikes and you're out law.
Let's talk a little bit about that, because it does get into issues of parole and recidivism and letting criminals out in the street. Has that gotten a lot of talk in Connecticut?
Yes and no. I mean, at the time, in 2007, there was a call for, there were obviously huge defects in the system, and people felt that, you know, there was something terribly wrong with the criminal justice system. There was a huge outcry for an overhaul. Now, simultaneously with jury selection, we actually are scheduled to have this week, I think, one of the first reports on the, you know, sludgy bureaucratic blue ribbon task force that's supposed to be figuring all this stuff out. The truth is almost none of the reforms have been accomplished in the last 2 years, partly, of course, because of the budget crunch. Like every other state around here, Connecticut has no money to do any of the things that were so urgently needed to be done in 2007. So there was a lot of noise, but not a whole lot of action.
Colin McEnroe, Hartford Current columnist, host of The Colin McEnroe Show on WNPR. Thanks for your time.